producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we were going to talk about the conversion of President Andrew Jackson. We're going to get that to that in just a couple days here. Hopefully today would have been a better day than tomorrow, but looks like tomorrow, so hopefully we can get to it tomorrow. And the reason being is because there's a lot of stuff going on in the country right now that you need to be aware of. Interestingly enough, let me just take this in order as it comes to thought here. We know that 7 days ago that the Senate rejected efforts to strip funding from Planned Parenthood, even after all of the 10 videos came forth. Self-incriminating videos of employees, murderers that work for Planned Parenthood, drinking wine, eating salads, and selling body parts. And yet again, friends, your representatives refused to strip funding from Planned Parenthood. I'm curious, America, how do you suppose that's going to go over? Because now we get to find out if God is who he says he is. For those that haven't been paying attention, if you can't see that already, well, let me help you along. Because the Bible tells us that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. And it also tells us in Psalm 97 that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. And do not forget about King David when he prayed and asked the Lord. He said, Lord, they have forgotten thy law. It's time for you to work. Going back to my points here, the Lord is known by the judgments that he's executing, and he executes. That's why crime is always being uncovered on a daily basis, because that's the mercy of God. And the Lord's waiting upon his church to actually respond to his commandments concerning those that he's uncovered. But because the American people fail to do so, all 318 million, allowing a handful of individuals to continuously further their crimes concerning the innocent in the womb. But again, friends, you got to look at the American people. They're too caught up into their football games and their baseball games and their hockey games and this, that, and every other form of entertainment that it's, folks, it's going to come to the point where you're going to wish that you listened the first time. That's not a threat for me. It's the threatening of Scripture, and we are in it today. Planned Parenthood President Cecil Richard admits in congressional testimony on September 29th that Planned Parenthood does not own or operate a single mammogram machine, yet that's how they sell Planned Parenthood. 86% of Planned Parenthood's income comes from executing babies. That's 86%. She also makes $520,000 a year, and 86% of her income is from abortions. And the American people, now this is where it becomes your responsibility, friends, because each year your government takes $450 million from you. From you, America, the taxpayer, and gives it to Planned Parenthood. So, folks, you are in part a part of the problem. That includes me. But I intend to do something about the issues at hand, and that's why I'm preaching from the housetop even now. Folks, you need to understand that you're only going to dare the justice of God for so long. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that, for those that didn't know, there's a storm coming on the East Coast, which they're saying it's a threat to New York and Washington, D.C. itself. But what's interesting about this is the name of the storm is Joaquin. And for those that do not know the definition of that name, you do need to understand the definition of the name Joaquin is God will judge. That's the name of the storm coming right now. And again, friends, I want you to understand that it's the mercy of God to uncover, because the Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And furthermore, folks, in John 15, that's why they crucified Christ, because he pointed out their sin. He uncovered them for who they really were. But I want you to think about the government of Barack Hussein Obama. And I said the government of Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, because it's un-American. It's a foreign government. And people, you need to understand to the degree that this individual has gone. He said he will do everything in his power to basically protect Planned Parenthood and its crimes against the innocent in the womb. And again, the American people have sat down and they have tolerated this administration's crime for almost 7 years. 7 years. Now, I know I say this a lot, but you need to hear it again. This individual, in 142 days, while he was sitting in Senate, voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. As he makes way for foreigners to come into America. Could this be population control? It doesn't matter what it is about. It's the fact that 318 million people have stood down and tolerated the crimes of those that represent we the people. And by the way, they know this. They know exactly what they're doing. Folks, when they're cutting babies apart, and you know it, do you think God will not hold you accountable for what you know? I mean, this is beyond ridiculous. I mean, this president of Planned Parenthood makes $520,000 a year. 86% of that money comes from her mandating abortions. But I want to hold all accountable, not just the devil herself or the devil himself, but also his minions. Who are his minions? Who's getting the abortions? No one's holding a gun to these young girls' heads to make them go get an abortion. Who's paying for these abortions? Well, America, you are. So who's the guilty? Who are the minions? Those that tolerate the crimes. You know, it kind of reminds me of this, and just paralleling in analogy form. Isn't it interesting how everybody complains about all these Mexicans coming over here and the drug lords coming over here? Well, friends, the fact of the matter is they wouldn't come if someone wasn't buying the drugs. And see, folks, because Americans are buying the drugs, guess what comes with it? The Mexican drug dealers and the Mexican drug lords. That's just a prime example of how it happens all the way around. The act cannot be apart from the actor, and God will hold all accountable, and rest assured that is exactly what's going to happen. We are under perfect judgment in this country, like it or not. My point is, folks, your representatives 7 days ago, the Senate rejects efforts to strip funding from Planned Parenthood, and the American people stood down and they let them do it. Do you think God will not hold this country accountable for its crimes against heaven? Especially when he said, thou shalt not kill, number one, and number two, is that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Who's standing up for them little innocent babies in the womb? We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what's going on in Oregon right now in ADHD.
You listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Check this out. I just read this yesterday. Ezekiel 5, thus saith the Lord, this is Jerusalem speaking to his people. I've set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. But going to America, which is the greatest ally to Israel, even geographically, it tells us in chapter 5 of Ezekiel, verse 6, and she hath changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes, his judgments, more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you have multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my judgments, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, and will execute judgments in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations. And then he goes on in verse 9 of Ezekiel 5, and I will do in thee that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because of all of thine abominations. When you get some time, friends, check out Ezekiel 5. And for God not to actually execute his judgments concerning his moral government, which is above ours, That would basically consider him to be a liar, and we know that God is not a man that he should lie. So therefore, that's all we can expect now, friends, is the justice of God upon a disobedient nation where 78% of the professed Christians that are in this country, they love God so much they disobey him at every turn. That's where you're at today. And furthermore, I want to go back to what I was talking about right before the last break. How can the act be apart from the actor? Because we know that God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, which is a lawbreaker, 1 John 3:4, but against the sinner himself. For example, when someone commits a crime, the criminal is brought to justice, not the weapon used in the crime. And yet we see some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin yet not at the center. What? God hates the theft but loves the thief? He abhors adultery but is pleased with the adulterer? Folks, this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner, because the act is nothing apart from he who commits the act, or she who commits the act. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. It grieves and displeases him, an irrational moral agent such as ourselves before him and under his government should array ourselves against our own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. And again, so the Bible shows, God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, Scripture tells us, God will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner. Because the wicked man who has done the abominable thing is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on this subject. Now, I know your corrupt government in many ways would like to teach you, like, for example, I'm going to go over to the shooting that's taking place in Oregon today. They want to blame the guns for the crime. Yet if the shooter survives his crime spree, he's the one that's charged. But in America, of course, we just had the Pope last week come speak to Congress, who sanctioned the murder of the innocent to the equivalent of $57 million, where he failed to confront them for their sins before a just and a holy God. And instead of doing what God commanded that Pope to do by warning them concerning the terror of the Lord and the wrath of God, which abides upon the children of disobedience, he just basically said, we need to eradicate capital punishment. We need to be soft on those that commit the crime. We need to encourage the crime, because we all understand that soft judges produce hardened criminals. I mean, just think about that. Now, do you think those that refuse the meek King of Glory in our government, do you think that God's going to be soft on them, friends? They submit themselves to a tyrant devil named Barack Hussein Obama and his foreign criminal government? And you think for one moment God's just going to give them a pass? Or furthermore, do you think he's going to give 318 million people a pass to allowing them to continue on in their crime sprees on a daily basis against we the people? Now, folks, I don't have a problem when justice falls on the heads of the wicked. And who are the wicked? The wicked are those that know what to do, but they do it not. In other words, they've been given the light, but they refuse the light. They put the shoulder in. They turn their back. They turn the cheek against God's light. Do you think that God's not going to hold them people accountable? You better bet your bottom dollar he's going to hold them accountable. So for the 57 million babies that have been murdered, equivalent to 18 states since 1973, because America, you allowed your government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb and have done nothing, rest assured, judgment is coming. Judgment is upon a nation such as that. And as God said to Jeremiah, should I not judge this nation for this? He wasn't talking about the murder of the innocent. He wasn't talking about men marrying men and women marrying women. He was talking about them not being faithful to him first and foremost. So just think, folks, for all those poor little innocent babies that have been slaughtered in the womb, and they'll be slaughtered again today because America's given corruption a pass, rest assured, you reap what you sow. And it's my job to make sure that you know before it comes to pass. Prepare to meet your God, America. Prepare to meet your God. Because if you won't recognize him and rejoice in God for his blessings, you can rest assured you're going to know who he is in his judgments. Because the Lord is known, again, by the judgments that he executes. He said in Isaiah 26, as a matter of fact, friends, he said that he would teach the inhabitants of the earth righteousness through what? His judgments. Read Psalm 94, too, when you get a moment, friends. But here we are in a country that tolerates their government to do whatever they want, however they want, lie when they want to lie. and they let him get away with it. This is a criminal administration along with criminals that are protecting themselves. They're not protecting Barack. They're protecting themselves. Well, you are under the illusion that they're protecting Barack. I'm sickened by what's going on in this country. I'm ashamed to call myself an American when I see brothers and sisters in the millions stand back and stand down and do nothing in the face of tyranny, which goes against everything it goes against everything that our forefathers were. It goes against everything our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us. The nation which prefers disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. I said that yesterday. I'll say it again today. Folks, we see what's happening over in Oregon right now. There's initial reports of 10 dead at Umpqua Community College in Oregon there. And, of course, they love to just highlight the crime and the guns and the guns and the guns and the guns. Not who taught those kids how to commit the crime and hold them people accountable. Wisdom is justified by our children. Who raised those kids up anyways, America? The whole objective of this administration is to now disarm you, and he's got another reason to do it. I was listening on the way home to the reports. They couldn't get the report right, or the reports right. And interestingly enough, when they were talking about this shooting in Oregon that's taking place within the last hour and a half, they actually got a 17-year-old student on the television. I heard it on the radio. And he was asked, so what did you see? He said, we didn't see or hear anything. The students didn't see or hear anything. But yet we're told of reports of up to 10 people, or they call them casualties, dead. And it's interesting how the state-controlled media kept going back to the one shooter again. And when he was asked, the 17-year-old kid, how many shooters were there, the student replied with, there was two shooters. And what did the CIA, educated students, propagandist, useful idiot, do? He did exactly what he was taught to do. He said, well, the authorities told us the exact opposite. Wait a second. The authorities weren't there for the shooting. The 17-year-old student was. Okay, now, without going any further than that, friends, I want to say this. Talking about the Oregon shooting right now, you rest assured the shooter, every high-profile crime that you hear of, friends, they always overlook one element concerning the shooter. And I'll tell you what it is. They're always found to be on dangerous psychotropic drugs. And that's what I'm going to highlight right when I come back. Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again, folks. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Twitter account is BradleyDean1EE. You can also jump over to Facebook, BradleyDean2E, Sons of Liberty Media, and Sons of Liberty Radio. Phone lines will be accessible for the next half hour, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, a lot of strange stuff going on this around this next shooting in Oregon here. I was listening to a live eyewitness tell his account as to what took place in that college. And he was asked, so how many shooters were there? He said, we were told two. Now, this is an eyewitness. He said, we were told two by other students. And but see, the state-controlled media, they love to talk about how many people were killed, and then they love to talk about the gun debate issue, which, in fact, there is no debate, friends. You have rights, not privileges. Just imagine, friends, if those teachers in that college had a gun. That shooter wouldn't have had a chance, right? But they want to disarm the American people, and this is the great dream of the devil in the White House himself. Now, going back to this eyewitness, a 17-year-old student who was inside of the college during the interview, he was asked, again, how many shooters were there? He said two. Well, the reporter that I was listening to began to counter the eyewitness, and he said, well, that's exactly contradicts what the authorities are telling us right now. Now, let me ask you something, friends. Who was there, the authorities who came after the fact or the eyewitnesses that were there? Thank you, the eyewitnesses. But we have a reporter in New York countering the eyewitness, agreeing with the authorities right off the bat. Before jumping the gun as to what's going on in Oregon right now, friends, do keep in mind, we got to just take a step back and see how they're going to spin this next story concerning the shootings that are taking place in Oregon. Because we've seen over and over again, James Holmes, folks, I can go down the list of where we're told one thing, even going back to Columbine, where the students saw more than two shooters, but for some reason those students were completely ignored. Their statements were thrown to the winds. They began to, well, even some of them were even actually, they were thrown into mental institutions for actually telling the truth as to what took place there in Columbine. Well, we see the same thing happening with the James Holmes shooting in Colorado there a couple years ago. Remember, they jumped on gun legislation. But folks, aside of all of that, which goes on in this country on a daily basis, concerning these high-profile criminals, what is it that we're not catching on to? Well, what they don't want you to catch on to. If they can play sleight of hand and they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Well, guess what? They're just completely professional at, friends. They're professional liars. And these little minions and these useful idiots called news anchors are just doing what they're told to do. Now, if you haven't heard the show that we did 3 days ago on the expose concerning the media, you need to check it out. Go ahead and download the podcast, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, going back to what we're talking about here, let me give you a couple examples. For example here, friends, we have Kip Kinkle, who was age 14. He killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon. He killed two and injured 25 with a gun.
Ooh.
Again, just imagine if that school had armed teachers, which they have every right in the world to do, to arm themselves. It went on. Would have. No, it wouldn't have. Did you know that Kip Kinkle was on Prozac? Going back to Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, Columbine High School, do you remember after that shooting? That was what the court sealed. They didn't want anybody knowing about the dangerous antidepressants they were on, psychotropic drugs that used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. But thanks to George Bush Sr., man, he opened the floodgates to the medical industry to go ahead and prescribe people all over the country these dangerous antidepressants. Jeff Weiss, age 17, we actually did this high school. Folks, it looks like a war zone. They have fences around this particular school, metal detectors as you walk in, and they have armed guards at the door. I mean, is that the America, folks, those that graduated in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s? Is this the America that you know? Jeff Weiss, age 17, from Red Lake, Minnesota, killed 9 people and then himself. By the way, he killed his grandpa, who was the sheriff, and his grandma. He was prescribed Prozac. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. Boy, you don't hear much about this, do you, friends? No, of course not. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded 6 at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. Folks, he was on Ritalin. Attention deficit? Deficiency? Who told you that? Let me guess, the medical industry that's making hundreds of millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people on a daily basis? Here, let me up you on that one. For those that want to go ahead and try to justify themselves for throwing their kids on these antidepressants or even themselves, let's pull the rug real quick, okay? ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Let me say it again. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Well, why did the doctors prescribe it then? Why don't you ask them about the little kickbacks they get for prescribing these dangerous antidepressants? Oh, by the way, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg. Well, who's that guy? Well, he was the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death. He told the American people and the world the truth about what these drugs are. He said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. It doesn't exist. But as long as the doctor says so, as he takes your money. Well, it reminds me of the woman that was had the issue of blood, and she came up behind Jesus, and she pressed in and touched Jesus, and the virtue went out of Christ, and she was healed instantaneously. And the Bible said that she lost all that she had to the doctors that couldn't heal her. And it's also interesting how parents put their kids on these antidepressants. They put the kids on dangerous antidepressant drugs, put them in front of a television screen to be indoctrinated further, and also drugged up. They blame the kids for the fact that they're not paying attention to their kids. How is that the kids' fault? That reminds me of the women that kill their babies. They call it a war on women while they're killing their babies. How ridiculous! ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. The words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, in his last interview before his death. Oh, it's got to be a bad place to be where Mr. Leon Eisenberg went. But he enjoyed the world for a season, didn't he? And what's the end of sin? Death. Yeah, how's it working out for you now, Leon? I know the Lord says that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but you know what? Sometimes you just got coming what you got coming, sir. It's a lot of kids messed up because of people like that. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old wounded sixth at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia, as I said. He was on Ritalin. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his grandparents at close range and then set their house on fire. He was on Zoloft. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded two teachers and three students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Corey Basgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at the Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. Oh. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac. Bradley Voorhees, we actually went to the Stillwater Prison in the state of Minnesota. This individual, he shot his wife 21 times. He walked into her place of business, and she was a clerk at a grocery store, and he took his .22 and he shot her 21 times. Brad told me, personally, I didn't know what I was doing. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled by the doctor. Why is it that the doctors are not held responsible? Follow the money trail? Is that how that works? What about Virginia Tech's Cho Sung Hui, who went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people? Remember that guy out in Virginia Tech? Folks, did you know that he was on Prozac? Of course not. Of course not. Folks, the list goes on and on and on and on. By the way, Leon Eisenberg, the one that said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, how come we didn't have these back in the 50s? Have we evolved to this point, friends? Is that what it is? Leon made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to the pharmaceutical sales, and coincidentally, he received the Ruan Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research, and he's been a leader in child psychiatry for more than 40 years through his work in pharmacological trials, research, teaching, and social policy, and his theories on autism and social medicine, according to the Psychiatric News. And yes, it was even admitted that they are his theories. It came out of his own mouth, friends. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. And parents are placing their children on these drugs and subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for is their parents and hope. of being the blessing that God intended them to be. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue on. In his confusion, he blurted the truth out. The father of ADHD. Let's expose ADHD for what it is in these dangerous psychotropic drugs and expose the medical industry
at
for what they are.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking about ADHD, how it's a prime example of a fictitious disease, said the scientific father of ADHD on his deathbed. Isn't it interesting? Even when the devil himself tells you that he lied, the people will still believe the lie. Why is I just don't understand that at all. I mean, like I said yesterday, you just can't fix stupid. You deserve what you've got coming. But here is the founder, the creator, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which does not exist. He said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. He sold his soul for the world. I bet you now at this point he probably wishes he would have sold the world and saved his soul.
What is it to man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
And bingo. Now, folks, what's interesting here is in the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10 years old take medications for ADHD on a daily basis. With increasing tendencies and with the help of teen screen surveys in public schools, they are attempting to set up the student for the fall. Let me explain. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study, financial ties between DSM-5 1-4. It's 4, folks. It's Roman numerals. Panel members and the pharmaceutical industry, they found that of the 170 DSM panel members of 95, that's 56% of the industry, 100% of the members of the panel on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. You think? It's a whole lot of folks out there selling their soul, isn't there? And guess who else they're selling down the river, folks? You and your kids, if you're foolish enough to believe their lies. Folks, these people are reaping major benefits off the fictitious disease that Mr. Eisenhower exposed. For example, the assistant director of the pediatric psychopharmacology unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School revived. Listen, folks, this individual received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007. That's a pretty good deal. Marc-André Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotions, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollar on promotion versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. So, folks, that is almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on your kids and yourselves than research to make sure the drugs are safe. So what's it about? Well, this raises the following questions. Are they safe? Absolutely not. They're not. Listen to what Mr. Leon Eisenhower already said. It's a fictitious disease. Folks, it's like a pack of cigarettes. I don't understand how people don't understand the warnings on the cigarette cartons or the packages. They're warning you to the effects of smoking cigarettes and what can become of it. Well, when you read the antidepressant black box warning for yourselves, you will be alarmed by the side effects listed on the insert. So if you don't believe anything I'm saying or the scientific father, Leon Eisenhower, concerning the fictitious disease of these dangerous psychotropic drugs, just go to the back of the box and tell me if you see these effects of the drugs in which you're about to drop down your throat. Confusion. This is the side effects of these drugs. Confusion. Depersonalization. Hostility. Hallucinations. Manic reactions. Suicidal ideations. Wait a second. Don't they prescribe these antidepressants for kids that feel like they're suicidal? Well, the side effects of these drugs are suicidal ideation. So they're adding fuel to the fire. Another side effect concerning these dangerous psychotropic drugs, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Stephanie, share with people, when we're at the airport or we're in a restaurant where we're surrounded by TVs because we have no choice, and what happens when those drug commercials come up and they talk about, for 1 minute, they got a 1 minute commercial, and then for the first 5 seconds, they talk about the pros of the drugs that they're selling. What's the rest of the 55 seconds spent on?
Oh, might cause this and that, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that. Might cause heart disease and lung cancer, and this and that, and this and that. Might blow up, might throw up, might do this. I remember it was funny because, well, not funny,
right.
But the point is, you know, we don't participate in TV because of all the garbage that's on there. And one time we had to turn it on for some reason, and you know what? This is what we saw. When I remember the first time we saw it, we were like, "Are you kidding me? I have never seen something so foolish in all my life. Who in their right mind would take that drug? The side effects that go along with the drug is longer.
55 yeah. seconds.
Well, but even so, if you have like a, yeah, exactly. You have like a 60-second commercial, you spend the majority of time telling everything that can go wrong
yep.
while you take this drug. Yep. And at the end, they say, Flarinex for dry, chapped elbows. And it's like, are you kidding me? I can't even believe that you put that
oh,
out
yeah.
there.
Oh,
and what idiot in their right mind would take that?
What idiot would go inside of a store paralleling what we're talking about right now and pay $55 for a carton of cigarettes, which are only nails on their coffin?
I talk about that too. It's so amazing that, you know, smoking is really the thing that you do, that you literally pay your own hard-earned money to kill yourself.
That's the same thing with these.
Yeah, exactly. You're paying to kill yourself to, you know, put wrinkles on your face, possibly cause you cancer. I mean, there's so many different things, but yet people seem
yeah.
foolish enough to do it.
Yeah.
And they're warned
well,
not
you know,
to do it.
Because God loves you and He's a wonderful plan for your life. Yeah, he loves you so much that he told you what not to do. Read Psalm 19, verse 11 when you get a moment. By them you are warned, but you fail to take heed to his warnings. Well, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways.
That's absolutely right.
God loves you so much that he warns you, friends.
He loves you so much.
Don't blame him when something goes bad because you didn't take heed to his warnings.
Yeah.
Hello.
He loves you so much that he took the time to put the black box on the back of you so you can see exactly what the suicidal ideations
are.
Well,
reading the black box alone tells me that there's a whole lot of people that need to be indicted for their crimes against we the people. But keep in mind, the judges across the country are sealing the cases so that the public at large might not find out what this is really about. Let's go back over to Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners back in 1998 when he stated, ADHD, like Leon Eisenhower, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. See, the attention deficit, again, friends, lies in the responsibility of the parents, not the child. Because Scripture tells us that the parent is to train up the child in the way he or she should go. And when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Not the other way around. And isn't it interesting, even in public schools, how apt the school nurse is to get your children on these drugs that are fictitious. And friends, to take it a step further, the video, what we need to do is we need to take responsibility, friends. Another case in point, we have to stop the bleeding. And the way to stop the bleeding is to put the tourniquet on it. Okay? And then once we get to that point, then we have to deal, we have to lay the axe to the root of the tree. We have to deal with those that are actually perpetuating the fictitious disease in the first place. It cannot be proven. Doctors are telling you that it's a fictitious disease. The few doctors that are willing to tell you the truth and to risk all in the process. Those are the people that love you. Those are the people that care for you, friends. Not those that are making millions of dollars off of you. Now keep in mind, I'm going to hand this over to Stephanie in just a moment here. Psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study that there's financial ties between the DSM-4 panel members and the pharmaceutical industry, and they found out of the 170 DSM panel members, 95, that's 56% of them, had one or more financial associations with companies in the pharmaceutical industry. So therefore, 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. They had financial ties to drug companies. See, folks, these people, they could care less about what the truth is. They care about the money. It's like the abortion industry. They don't care about the babies. They care about the $540,000 that she's making. And folks, again, keep in mind, this is reallocated tax dollars to support a criminal enterprise. The founder, Cecil Richards, she makes $520,000 off of which, by the way, 86% is from the aborted babies, directly from abortions. In America, you know this. Now, going back to ADHD, folks, because we were springboarding off of what's going on in Oregon right now. And we're finding out that there's a shooter, but the eyewitnesses said there was more than two shooters. And might I remind you, when asked by the reporter, the 17-year-old eyewitness, so what is it that you heard and seen? He said, well, we were told that there was two shooters on the campus, and he said we didn't hear anything.
We need your support. Please do support as we get this message across the globe and nationwide. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. So go.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.